Malocalypse the Younger for 5 says, "The mass immolation of the foes on the left and the faggotry of the right always makes me feel ideologically homeless at the moment. Happy Friday, bro. Welcome to my life." That's exactly, and it's especially bad. And I know nobody asked, but it's really bad for women. Like, for whatever reason, conservative men fucking hate white women. And it's like, okay, so you have one side of the political spectrum that wants women to exist only to be breeding slaves for the super rich, while also saying that they don't like the rich. And then they also want them to be raped by trannies and immigrants. And then on the other side, they just want them to be, like, completely powerless, helpless children that have to rely on men the most. They're the most politically homeless, like, conservative or even, like, moderate white women. They have nothing to cling to. It's a missing demographic in the voting base. And they lean left just because the left gives them more privileges that the right want to take away. And last one, no more super chats. Tetrabacks for 20 says, "I don't know, the whole white men are misrepresented in media. All the faggots who would kneel to anyone gets the wall." I mean, even the white men hate the white women, bro. That's why I say that. And Quake 4 for 5 says, "Women being exactly equal to men doesn't actually produce viable relationship. As a minimum, it needs to be a clear division of authority. Nothing functions as a free-for-all of equals." Yeah, okay. But imagine you're a woman. I'm not going to take any more super chats. If you super chat while I'm reading this shit, I'm not reading it. Sorry. I got a video to play and then an outro. Imagine you are a woman and you are born into the society that poltards promote. What do? You are expected at this point to have children. But you're also expected to never divorce. So you are not allowed to have a job. You're not allowed to have children, or you're expected to have children, but you're also not given any assurances. So how do you find, what would you do? What would you be your plan to find a man that you can know for sure 100% is going to give you children and then not fuck you over? How do you know? How do you find the one that isn't going to be Ethan Ralph? Because, again, May wouldn't be able to divorce him in this ideal society. You wouldn't be able to have abortion. So if you get knocked up by Ethan Ralph and then he's choking you, you can't get out of that situation. And people aren't going to sympathize with you because the thought is going to be that it's your fault for hooking up with a bad man to begin with. So where the fuck do you go? Do you go online? Okay, great. You went online and you found this wonderful man and he's got this great job with this entertainment company called Mr. Beast, and you have a child and you even dress in a blue, cornflower blue floral dress, and you give him a child, and then he troons out because he's been planning to troon out the entire time. Well, now you're not allowed to divorce. You're stuck with this tranny sex pest, and your child, your son, is forced to be exposed to this tranny sex pest. And even if it's not allowed in public, you can't, I mean, what, are you going to have recourse in private, even if he just doesn't in private? I think that the people who want to take away all of a woman's ability to decide for herself and have recourse against a bad relationship are people who truly lack the IQ to understand a different person's perspective. Because there are so many cases of quote-unquote good men being complete fucking dickheads. Like that guy, even the famous guy, the guy who has the Change My, the Mug Club guy. What does he do? He has a pregnant wife and limits their household to one vehicle despite being a multimillionaire, so that she has to rely on him to navigate around because he gets off of that. The dog is taking a medication that is dangerous to the fetus inside of her, the unborn baby inside of her, and he's telling her to pick up dog shit, and there's no recourse against this in the ideal world. I think that people really don't understand how fucking dire it is for a woman, especially right now. How do you find a person who you can put absolute trust into and put 100% of your future prospects into, knowing that if you make a mistake and you back out of this relationship, not only do you have reduced prospects moving forward, but nobody has any sympathy for you? Because once you're a single mom, everyone hates you. You must have done, the automatic assumption is that you did something wrong. You deserve it. You deserve to be alone. Nobody should ever touch you again because you fucked up. Meanwhile, the man is allowed to move on and impregnate a different woman and fuck up the exact same way and be a dickhead. She was pregnant with twins, by the way. I remember this. So, like, this is why I say that white women are the most uncatered to demographic, because they get all the anti-white racism from the left, and they also get all the genuine misogyny from the right. Like, white men who look at their own women with Jewish hatred and say, you fucked everything up. You voted for this. We are completely powerless. It is you and your decision-making which has fucked everything up. And when you, if you get pregnant and something happens with the relationship, it's automatically your fault. And we don't want to give you anything. We don't want to give you divorce. We don't want to give you child support. And the child support's Jewish. Family court's Jewish. I'll tell you what's not Jewish. Family court. When Hitler was trying to get more Aryan children, in the same law that he passed in the Reichstag to outlaw co-sanguineous marriages, meaning marriages between gypsies and whites and Jews and whites and non-whites. In that same bill, the marriage purity law, he gave them the right to divorce because a woman is more secure going into a relationship knowing that she can back out of and have some social security than one where she has no surety whatsoever and will be an outcast and a leper. So in the same law that many people would say is based because it outlaws co-sanguineous marriages was the same law that gave women in the Third Reich the ability to divorce. So I'm so sick of hearing the shit that it's divorce that has sabotaged birth rates. It's women who have voted in for these power structures that are hurting people. It's not. It's not. And there is historical precedent to prove this in contemporary time in fascist governments that would indicate the opposite. And I'm so, like, I'll put it like this to summarize. In history, 40%, I think it's 40% of men reproduce. Only 40%. And if you're one of these people who is like a sour grape, who's like blaming the women of his race for all the problems of his world and not assuming the strength of a man, as you would expect by your own philosophy, you are that 60%. I can tell you right now that you are one of those people who is born disadvantaged and you are meant to be eliminated from the gene pool because you are an inadequate person. And I'm right. And if you disagree, sucks to be you. I'm glad I'm not you.